Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Planted Gold. Because the practice of law in the Old West did not return him a good enough living, Sam Moreland bought and sold land. Sam was basically honest, even though the name Enchanted Vista, under which he widely advertised his real estate business, was a slight compromise with the truth. But Sam prospered, and as might be expected, his prosperity attracted petty crooks. And one such exploit provided the Cisco Kid, Dan Pancho, with a strange adventure. As our story opens, Brad James and Polk Hansen are on their way to Sam's office.
But look, Polk, what if Sam don't agree to try to sell our land to these old people?
Then we sell it to him.
But that land ain't any good, and you know it. Just 80 acres of rocks and sand with a dry creek bed. I don't know why we ever brought it from Sam in the first place.
We bought it because we thought there might be gold there, Brad. But there ain't.
Well, you said there was going to be.
So there is. Enough to make the eyes of them old people stick out. I just found out that Sam makes a hobby of collecting gold bearing rock. The gold ain't worth much, but it sure looks good in them chunks of rock. Sam's got a couple of drawers in his desk filled with this stuff.
Oh, so we plant it in the creek bed, huh?
That's right. After we tie Sam up and shove him down in that cellar hole under his office. Now, be careful what you say, Brad. Morning, Sam.
Howdy.
Morning, boys. Morning. What can I do for you?
Just calling, Sam, to see if you got any prospects for our 80 acres.
No, don't believe so, folks.
Well, we'd like to get rid of it.
Well, I don't blame you. But remember, boys, when you bought it, I told you it wasn't worth anything.
Oh, we don't hold that against you, Sam. What about those people coming in on the 2 o'clock train this afternoon?
The Wyeths? Coming clear out here from Albany.
They got money, huh?
Well, they must have. Old man Wyeth bought and sold leather goods back there, according to his letters. Pretty sharp old feller, I judge. And his wife's even sharper.
Well, how about selling them our land, Sam?
Nope. They want fertile land. I got a piece in mind I think will suit them.
But you ain't gonna show it to them.
Get your hands up. Here, what in blazes?
Quick, get them up. I ain't fooling. Now get up out of that chair. Tie him up tight, Brad. And shove a gag in his mouth.
Now, look here, you...
Shut up. Make it fast, Brad.
Yeah. We got work to do before we meet that train.
These peoples like, Cisco?
What people, Pancho?
Peoples what come out to buy the land from Senor Sam.
Oh, I do not know what they are like, amigo. All I know is that Senor Sam asked us if we would help them with the problems of getting settled in their new country.
Pancho, I can never say that word.
Arithmetic?
Si. Help them with the arithmetic problem, Cisco?
No, I think they can do their own arithmetic, Chico. Senor Sam meant help them to get acquainted and do what we can to keep them from getting homesick.
And Pancho help them, Cisco. And Pancho make them laugh. And Pancho stand on his head, no?
Someday you are going to break your neck with that trick, amigo. Now let us see which way to go to get to this town of Enchanted Vista. Oh, they are
blown. Hold over.
Since we have never ridden this way before. Look, Pancho.
Huh?
Two senores down there in the creek bed.
What do they do down there, Cisco?
Near as I can tell from here, they are dropping rocks out of that sack.
Drop rocks in the creek bed?
See?
In the creek bed, not got rocks enough, no?
Well, whatever they are doing is no concern of ours. We'll ride down there and ask directions. Up, Diablo, come on.
Oh, bro, ask directions, Lobo. Senores not see us yet, Cisco.
Now they see us. Hey, look, Pancho.
Where?
They're trying to get that sack out of sight in a hurry. I wonder what that means.
Then they want us to see the rocks.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, look, now.
Buenos dias, senores.
Buenos dias, senores.
What do you hombres want?
Will you tell us which of these trails leads to Enchanted Vista?
What you want to know, sir? You got business there?
Oh, it's possible, senor.
Pancho, I think the senor is a friendly, Cisco.
Who are you going to see in Enchanted Vista?
Senor, I asked how to get to the town. Now, will you tell us or will you not?
Pancho, like to look in that sack. Oh, 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 two rocks, Pilar.
Hey, get back away from that sack.
Pancho, do not be curious.
Pancho just want to see why the senores throw away rocks, Cisco.
What you say we teach him a lesson, folks?
I do not think I would try that, hombre. Come, Pancho, we will ride on.
Hey, wait a minute. Take that trail there. That'll bring you to town.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Up, diablo.
Up, go, go now. Go.
It's the Cisco Kid brand. Heard the fat one call him Cisco.
Yeah. Suppose he's going to town to see Sam?
That's what I was thinking. He's a friend of Sam's. I've heard Sam speak of him. Come on, Brad. Scatter the rest of them rocks, quick.
That's all right.
Maybe Cisco's figured out what we're doing. Anyway, when he gets to town and don't find Sam, he's going to get suspicious. So he ain't going to get to town. I sent him by the long trail. That'll give us time to cut across the country and head him off.
Head him off? You mean...
What do you think I mean?
Dry gulch him?
That's right, Brad. Up on the pass. We can't take no chances, so we'll kill the both of them.
Pancho think those hombres are locos, Cisco.
Why do you think that, Pancho?
They bring rocks in a big sack.
Si.
They throw the rocks in the creek bed.
Si.
And already the creek bed got 1,000 rocks, 1,000,000 rocks.
Si, that is true, Pancho.
And Pancho think might just as well throw a glass of water in the ocean to make the ocean bigger.
Your point is well taken, Chico. But those were not common rocks those hombres were throwing.
Not common rocks?
They were gold-bearing rocks.
Huh?
I got a look at one of the 2 rocks that spilled out of that sack. Was veined with gold.
Even more, Loco Cisco, throw away golds, no?
For a purpose, Pancho. And the purpose is plain.
Ah.
Those hombres want someone to think there is gold on that land.
Oh, now, Pancho, si. Bandidos.
It's possible.
Uh-huh.
We see Senor Sam. We will ask him about those hombres. Meanwhile, we are nearly at the top of this pass.
Si, Cisco. It's been a long ride. Pancho be glad to get to Enchanted Vista.
Si. Yes, someone is riding across the top of that ridge, amigo. Look, dust is rising.
They ride fast, Pancho thinks.
See, they're in a great hurry.
Uh-huh.
The dust trail is leading straight to the pass. It may be that... Oh, they have...
Oh, look, oh, look. Maybe what, Cisco?
I do not like the way that dust stops rising right at the pass. Means the riders stop there.
Stop to look at the view, no?
Perhaps, but then again, they might... Down, Pancho, behind these big rocks. I had an idea this might happen.
Hey, it gets so everywhere we go. Hombres shoot at us.
Down more, Pancho. That hombre's a good shot. Give him something to think about.
Pancho make him think too, Cisco. Maybe Pancho the world's worst bad shot, but Pancho make him think. Think, hombre, think.
Yeah, 2 horses, Pancho. 2 banderos.
They're right away, Cisco.
Hey.
Pancho, go look.
No, wait.
No, hey.
Maybe a trick, Pancho.
Huh?
They may have left one of their gang behind. Hold your sombrero out from behind this rock, amigo.
See, Cisco?
No. Now with your hands, with this stick.
Oh, see, with the stick. Now we see. They're not shooting the sombrero, Cisco.
No, but we will wait a few moments more just to be sure they have gone.
Uh-huh.
Then we will go and look for their tracks. And when we find those hombres, I am almost certain they will turn out to be the ones who were planting that gold.
Ma, wake up.
Outlaws.
No, you're talking in your sleep, Ma.
Outlaws, 7 of them riding on that whale.
Now, what in thunder am I going to do?
I'll get the critters.
Ma's having a nightmare with her finger on the trigger of an 8-gauge shotgun.
I'll get every one of them, and the whale, too.
Well, if I shake her, she'll shoot. And if I don't, she may shoot anyway. Well, she's got to wake up. Here goes. Ma, wake up.
I won't give up. I'll never give up.
Ma!
Look out, whale. I'm going to set off the dynamite.
Ma! Great jumping Caesar.
Did I get him? Oh. Oh, what was that noise, Pa?
Noise? Look at the hole in the floor of this railroad coach. Don't you know no better than to go to sleep with a loaded shotgun in your lap?
Well, mercy me, why, land sakes.
Good thing we're the only passengers in this car. Here, you let me have that shotgun.
No, I won't. You got your 6 guns strapped on, Pa. I'm hanging on to this shotgun myself. I hear tell the bandits are thicker than weeds out here in the West.
All right. But get your things together. We'll be coming into Enchanted Vista in a couple of more minutes.
I ain't sure I'm going to like it. Wished I hadn't let you talk me into coming out here to spend our remaining years.
Now, Ma.
But whether I like it or not, one thing's certain, Pa. Just the minute you and I see any of them bandits, we're both going to start shooting first and asking questions afterwards.
Yeah, but that shotgun's most as big as you are, Ma. It's got a kick like a mule.
Now, let her kick. Them bandits be kicking more. Now, you mind what I say, Pa. Just the minute we see a bandit, start pulling them triggers.
Here's the depot, Brando.
Well, we got here just in time, too. Train's come around the bend.
Yeah. What are we going to do, Polk?
They're going to meet them old people, the Wyatts. They ain't never seen Sam, so I'll make out I'm Sam. Huh? And we take them out to our land, Brad, and when they see them gold rocks, there'll be nothing to it. We'll get a good fat price from them.
Well, maybe, but I'm mighty worried about that Cisco kid. If only we'd bragged on
him. Well, we didn't. He's got nothing on us.
They say he's the best tracker in the whole West.
All right, all right. Let him be the best tracker. And forget him and watch out for these people.
You sure they're on this train?
All I know is what Sam told me. Hey, there. There's a couple getting off the train. They're old.
By thunder, look at them weapons. What they planning to do, hold up a bank?
That's them. Come on, Brad. Howdy, ma'am.
Who are you?
Easy. Shotgun, ma'am. I'm Sam Moreland.
Oh. Put the gun aside, Ma. I'm mighty glad to meet you, Mr. Moreland. I'm Oscar Wyatt.
Howdy. Shake hands with my partner, Brad James.
Howdy.
Glad to meet you, Mr. James. This here is my wife. She's small, but fierce.
Yeah. Howdy, ma'am.
Howdy.
How do? Any bandits around here?
Oh, not many. Well, I suppose you'd like to ride out to the property.
No, I want to go to the hotel and get cleaned up first.
Well, the hotel's right across the street. Me and Sam will carry your luggage.
Wait a minute. Who are them two fellows riding up here on horses?
Great snakes, Brad. It's Cisco. What are we going to do now?
They look like bandits, are they? If they are, I'm going to stop shooting.
Yes, sir. So am I.
Yeah. They're bandits. They're the worst bandits in the whole West. Let me get your room.
Oh, dear. They're coming right this way, Pa. Yeah. They must have heard we got our life savings with us.
I want to talk to you in a moment, hombres. Do not run away.
Hombres look scared, Cisco.
Senora Wyatt? Senora Wyatt?
I told you, Pa. They know about us. Get back away from us, you measly bandits.
Go on now.
But Pancho and I are not banditos, senora. We are here to help you.
I know why you're here, to rob us. Open up, Pa, start shooting.
But senora, look out, Pancho.
You better look out for this shotgun. Here goes.
Santo Pancho, jump into this barrel.
Senora, I tell
get
you...
Get out of here.
Chico, Chico.
Madre mia, what kind of people are these Easterners?
For once, Cisco has run into a situation even he can't handle. A little old lady with an 8-gauge shotgun. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Planted Gold. After picking up the tracks of the two outlaws who had tried to drag Gulchin and Pancho, Cisco trailed the outlaws to the Enchanted Vista Railroad Station, where they'd gone to meet the Wyatts, two old people from the East. But Ma Wyatt mistook our friends for bandits and promptly opened fire with an 8-gauge shotgun. And for the first time in their lives, Cisco and Pancho came up against a situation they could not handle. Now, with the Wyatts and the two outlaws on their way over to the hotel...
Pancho! Where are you?
Pancho, you ain't to worry about it, Cisco.
Santo, how did you get in there?
Pancho tried to hide. Pancho doesn't know the barrel full of water. It's safe to come out.
See, the Wyatts have gone to the hotel.
Then Pancho come out.
Was the wildest little old lady Pancho ever seen.
Lucky for us, she was a poor shot. Pancho, I do not mean to laugh at you, but you look like a big wet cat.
Well, Pancho not no water in that bottle, Cisco. And Pancho rather face the bullets in the water, no?
Oh, I will do you no harm, amigo. Well, the joke so far is on us.
Well, what we do now, Cisco? Follow them to the hotel?
No, not as yet, Pancho.
No?
First, we will go to Senor Moran's office.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to meet this train. I want to know why he did not.
Pancho, no. He not want to get shot at with a big boom gun.
That may be the reason, but I doubt it.
Why is Cisco not grab those two bandidos at the depot? They the same ones we talked with in the creek bed, Cisco.
See, I was going to question them, Chico, but our trigger-happy friends changed my plan. Anyway, we had no way of proving they tried to kill us.
But why they need the old people, Cisco?
That is just exactly what I want to find out. Here's Senor Moran's office.
Pancho like to change his clothes.
Well, I wish you could, Pancho, but the air will dry you quickly. Does not answer. Perhaps the door is unlocked. Well, this is very strange, Pancho. When Senor Moran is not at his office, he always leaves the door locked. Come on, let us go in. Several of his desk drawers are partly open. He usually keeps his office more tidy than this.
Senor Moran meet with, the foul play, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho.
No?
But things are not as they should be. I'm certain of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe those two mavericks know more about it than they would be willing to admit. Pancho, for now, we will wait here. And when we see those hombres leave the hotel, we will follow them and see where they go.
Where'd they go, Polk?
Oh, Cisco and the fat one?
Yeah.
Went into Sam's office. They're still in there.
Suppose they'll find Sam?
Not if you tied and gagged him tight enough.
I sure did. He can't move.
There's a big piece of carpet over that trapdoor. I don't believe they'll think to look into that.
Just the same, I wish them old geezers would hurry up.
Huh. Here they come now. Tell you what, Brad, I'm kind of worried about Cisco, too. Maybe he's watching the hotel for Sam's office. Hey, I got an idea. Well, you folks all ready to start out and look at some property?
Yep, figure we are. Hey, Ma?
Yeah, now we're here, we might as well look at it right away. I feel better now. Beats all how soap and water will lift a body's spirit.
Just one thing, ma'am.
What is it, Mr. Morland?
Well, why don't you leave that there shotgun in the hotel?
Leave it in the hotel, nothing. After meeting up with those dreadful bandits?
Well, just be careful of it, huh? I'm a nervous sort of fellow around women with guns.
I ain't aiming to shoot you, but I'm taking this shotgun.
Well, let's get started. Come on.
Not out that way, Mr. Wyeth. It's quicker to get to the stable by going out the back way.
Stable? What are we going there for, Sam?
You don't think we're going to let these folks ride horseback out there, do you? They're going in style, in a buckboard. Come on.
We wait here a long time, Cisco.
See, perhaps for too long a time, Pancho. Uh-huh. I think we had better go investigate. Close the door, amigo.
Yeah, close the door. Cisco's got a thing.
Si, Pancho, I've had a good thing for the past hour, but mother of me, and now I'm beginning to see.
See what, Cisco? See what?
Those hombres were planting gold rocks out in the creek bed.
Yeah, plant rocks.
The only reason for doing that is to make someone think the land is valuable.
Yes, yes, yes.
Those old people came out here to buy land from Senor Moran, who was to meet them at the train.
Pancho not know what Cisco means.
Pancho, wait outside here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going into the hotel to ask, but I'm afraid those hombres have given us the slip.
Yeah, Pancho, wait, Cisco. Pancho wish he got a brain like Cisco got a brain. Pancho not got a brain like Cisco. Pancho not know even they got a brain. Now what Cisco say? Hombres playing the gold rock in a creek bed. See? Cisco say, make somebody think the land is is good land. Cisco say the old man come to buy the land, but Senor Moran not at the train. I do not see what that got to do with the rocks in the creek bed.
Pancho, those others left the hotel by the back doors. We were watching the front.
Where'd they go?
Huh? Clerk said they started off in the buckboard with Senor and Senora Wyeth.
What we do now?
We are going to get back out to that creek bed just as fast as we can.
Diablo!
Diablo!
Pancho, not can whistle poor old Pancho.
Easy, Diablo. I just hope we will be in time to keep those people from buying land that is worthless. Stop,
Diablo. Go now, go.
Well, it's the land, Mr. Wyeth.
This?
Yep. Mighty fine land, too. Ain't it, Brad?
Yeah, fine. Best land around.
Well, I can tell you right now, we don't want this land.
Huh? No, sir, we don't. Ain't even any sense in getting out of this buckboard, Mr. Moreland.
You might as well turn right around and head back.
But ain't you interested in gold?
Gold?
Did you say gold?
Well, wait a minute. There's been some talk there's gold around here, but we ain't sure.
Yeah, but... Oh! You...
Excuse me, Brad. I didn't mean to kick you. Now, let's go take a look down in that there creek bed. Can't never tell what you find there.
Now we're here, Ma. We might as well look.
All right, then. Get out, get out.
You two go on down. Brad and me'll be right along.
Come on, Ma.
Brad, you fool. Be careful what you say. Tell them out and out there's gold here, they're going to get suspicious.
I want them to buy this land so as we'll get rid of it.
Well, so do I, but... come on, we'll go down there now.
Why, there ain't anything in this here brook bed or creek bed or whatever you call it but rocks.
Yeah, ain't any gold in here.
Well, let's see. Of course, I ain't sure, as I said before, but... You see any gold bearing rock, do you, Brad?
Don't just yet.
Say, look there, Mr. Wyatt.
Where?
Right down by your right foot. That big rock. Your toe's most touching it.
This one?
Yeah, that's the one. Looks as if it might have some gold in it.
Yeah. By thunder, you're right, mister. It has. You see, Ma? See? That's gold sure as you're born.
Well, I declare.
Here's another rock. Yeah, gold in this one, too.
Let me see it. Yes, sir. Gold.
Say, I don't know if we better sell this piece of land, Brad. That much gold side means there's a mighty rich vein right close by.
Now, you said you'd sell us this land, Mr. Moreland. You got to live up to your word.
Wait a minute, Pa.
Yeah, that's what he wrote us, Ma. And I got the money along to buy it right now.
Pa, quit it. You're getting the gold fever.
I got some big bills right in my wallet.
Pa, you take leave of your senses.
Land's expensive.
Look, here's a regular nugget.
All right, Mr. Wyeth. We'll sell you this land right now.
No, you won't. We ain't buying it.
What?
You heard what I said. Even if Pa has got the gold fever, I ain't. There's something mighty queer about a couple of fellas willing to sell land when they think there's a rich vein of gold in it. You take us right back to the hotel. We ain't buying nothing from you.
How about that, Mr. White?
Well, when Ma gets her back up like that, I do what she says. I've learned it ain't wise not to.
You ain't gonna buy this land?
Not if she says no.
And I do say no. I've seen land sharks before now. And these two got all the earmarks. You take us back to the hotel and quick.
I'll take that shot.
Hey, look out.
Keep your guns alone, mister. I got you covered.
Look out, let go.
Shoot me, would you? Give me that shotgun.
Oh, Pa. Hey. Is everybody out here a bandit?
Now, mister, hand over that wallet with those big bills in it.
No, I won't. That's most of our life savings, mister.
Oh, don't you hit Pa like
that. I'll hit him plenty unless he hands over that wallet. Come on now, quick.
No, I won't.
Hey, look, it's Cisco.
Oh, dear, those two bandits again.
Open up on them, Brad.
Stand aside, Senora.
Stand aside, Senora.
Now, hombres, we will see if you will hold up innocent people.
Sir, I'm getting you. Cisco.
Not unless you fight better than you are fighting now.
Pancho, beat these hombres, Cisco.
Come on, Pa, let's run.
Run nothing. Ain't seen a fight like this in a dog's age.
Pancho, be disturbing at him, Cisco.
It's good, Pancho, but I see you need some help, which I will give you right now.
Pancho, cut him, Cisco.
So it's hard to get anyone from sitting down position, Pancho. So I will help a little.
Oh, down he goes, too. By pipers, that was a fight.
You, hombre, where is Senor Moreland?
I don't know where he is.
Get up on your feet. We'll fight some more.
No, I've got enough of you, Cisco. Sam's tied up down under the floor of his office.
Bueno, speaking of being tied up, Pancho, attend to them.
Si, Cisco, Pancho, attend.
Well, senora, senor, do you still think Pancho and I are bandidos?
Well, I don't know.
If you are, I'll die fighting for I give you my money.
We are your friends, as we will try to prove to you. Pancho, if you will bring in the prisoners, also the senor and the senor and the buckboard, I will ride back to the office of Senor Sam.
Pancho, bring Cisco.
I'm sure Senor Sam will be glad to get out of his temporary prison and talk with these two hombres.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho, glad we helped the senor and the senor get settled.
Si, amigo.
It was a very nice place they bought from Senor Sam.
A good place, Cisco. A good place. And Pancho may say you wired a scarecrow for his cornfields.
See, that was a good scarecrow, too, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho make very good scarecrows.
Very lifelike. You must have made scarecrows before, Chico.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho make a scarecrow for Pancho's Papacito one.
Oh, you did make one for your Papacito?
Yeah, best scarecrow Pancho ever made, Cisco.
Is that so?
That's so.
Was it good enough to frighten all the crows away from the cornfield, Pancho?
Oh, better than this, Cisco.
Better?
See, Cisco, that scarecrow frightened those crows so much.
See?
They bring back the corn they steal the year before.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.